Well, how wonderful to be with you this morning.
Yes, it is. It's lovely to see you all and to hear you all. Welcome to morning prayer on this delightful morning. And thank you all for joining us on Zoom and on the telephone this morning. We're grateful to have you here. We're going to have a moment of silence now, and then we're going to begin this service of morning prayer on the first Sunday of Epiphany, otherwise the baptism of Christ, which is what we're celebrating this morning. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the peoples have seen your glory. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the Sun of Righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your Spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
And now we turn to say the Jubilate together. O be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is gracious, his steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Acts chapter 19, verse 1. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our canticle is from Ezekiel chapter 36. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. Our second reading is from Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 4. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness,
proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, just take a moment and think back to a time when you were in church and there was a baptism going on. Perhaps it was one of your children, a son or a daughter, or a grandchild. Maybe you were a godparent or a member of the congregation. Maybe it was only someone you vaguely knew, or maybe it was your own baptism. What words would you use to describe it? Holy, special, celebratory, chaotic. Would the word wild spring to mind? Did you know that it isn't only Robert and me who are wild things? You are too. In his gospel, Mark makes a point of telling us that John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, a wild, bleak, desolate place. He didn't carry out his ministry in Jerusalem, at the heart of Jewish religious life. Instead, he invited people to leave behind their religious practices of the past and to go to the wilderness to repent and be baptized. And astonishingly, the people did just that. Verse 5 tells us that the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Think about it. John's extraordinary invitation of repentance and baptism emptied the city. There was a mass exodus from the city to the wilderness. How extraordinary. The temple in Jerusalem was the epicenter of Israel's spiritual life. The temple was the place to go and meet God. Rituals of purification by water were already a feature of Jewish devotional life, and they didn't need a new one. And yet there must have been something so compelling in John's message of repentance and baptism that huge numbers of people traveled to the wilderness to experience forgiveness and spiritual rebirth. John's invitation must have sounded appealing, authentic, and fresh. People were prepared to move away from what they were used to, from what they had done before. They were willing to have their usual patterns and expectations disrupted to experience something new. In many ways, over the last year, that is what we have had to do too. We have had to move away from the things we were used to. I'm not suggesting that genuine faith always necessitates a movement away from the institutions we cherish, but haven't we, in the last few months, haven't we had to learn how to do church in a new way? Haven't we had to learn that worship can take many different forms, and that our holy places, are not limited to our religious buildings, but can be in our kitchens or on our sofas. Haven't we learnt that being part of the body of Christ has no barriers, and that it really doesn't matter if we belong to the valley or the town or anywhere in between? We are all followers of Jesus Christ. This may have been a time of anxiety and loss, but it has also made us rethink. It has challenged our complacency. It has broken the mold. We have heard a new calling, challenging us, speaking to us from wild and unexpected places. Jesus was baptized in a wild place, far away from the safe, the routine, and the familiar. If we want to follow him, we too need to be prepared to leave the cities that make up our comfort zones. We need to allow a good but wild God to disrupt and shape us. And there's also a wild and wonderful truth in Jesus' baptism. Jesus chose to receive a baptism of repentance. Repentance for what? Wasn't Jesus supposed to be God's son and therefore perfect and sinless and holy? What was the saviour of the world, the Messiah, doing splashing about in the dirty, murky waters of the River Jordan, aligning himself with the great unwashed of Judea and Jerusalem? And why did God choose that moment to rip open the heavens and to call Jesus his beloved son? I think it's simply amazing that Jesus' first public act was to identify with the people around him, the likes of you and me. He didn't keep himself apart. He didn't protect his own reputation or his purity. He stepped down into the same muddy, dirty water as us. Jesus willingly chose to enter into the full messiness of being a human being. And at that moment, the bond was sealed by God the Father, declaring his love for his Son in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And at our baptism, we are similarly connected to the Father through the Son with the Holy Spirit. We belong to God and we belong to one another. Sadly, so often the church has tried to tame baptism, to make it a safe, gentle rite of passage. But the truth is, it's a wild thing. In baptism, we come to a place and a moment, just like Jesus did, where God's extraordinary love and grace blesses the ordinary water we stand in. As we journey from Christmas through Epiphany to Lent, and as we transition into our perhaps still lengthy journey out of the pandemic, let us join Jesus as he stands at the water's edge, willing to receive the baptism of repentance, so that we can see all the wild and extravagant wonder and love of God that he is longing to give us. And may we too hear God speaking with delight over us, and trust that God continues to speak words of love and affirmation over us, that we are his dearly beloved children. Amen.
River, wash over me. Cleanse me and make me new. Bathe me, refresh me, and fill me anew. River, wash over me. Spirit, watch over me. to Jesus' feet. Cause me to worship and fill me anew. Spirit, watch over me. Jesus, rule over me. Reign over all my heart. Teach me to praise you and fill me anew. Jesus, rule over me.
Well, let's turn now to prayer, and let's pray that Christ may be seen in the life of the Church. Eternal God, it feels as if the whole world has changed, and yet in you there is stability and the opportunity of a new beginning. So we pray now for those whose lives are in turmoil. Lord of the Church, you have called us into the family of those who are the children of God. May our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ be strengthened by your grace. Jesus, Lord of the Church, in your mercy, hear us. We pray for children and young adults as their schooling is disrupted, for those learning from home, for those who will lose confidence and who will feel vulnerable. Lord God, you have called us to be a temple where the Holy Spirit can dwell. Give us clean hands and pure hearts so that our lives may reflect your holiness. Jesus, Lord of the Church,
in your mercy, hear us.
You have called us to be lights in the world, so that those in darkness may come to you. We pray for the people of a divided America at this time of political and racial tension and transition, for the outgoing president, Donald Trump, and for the president-elect, Joe Biden. We pray too for countries around the world struggling with ethnic violence and militancy. May the lives of your faithful people shine as a witness to the saving grace you have given for all. Jesus, Lord of the Church, in your mercy, hear us. You have called us to be members of your body so that when one suffers, all suffer together. We ask for your comfort and healing power to bring hope to those in distress, especially at this time. We remember Pam, Jack, Trish, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Jean, Rosemary, Nigel, Mavis, Andrew, Vera, Stephen, David, Geraldine, and others known to us. Jesus, Lord of the Church, in your mercy, hear us. You have called us to be the bride where you, Lord, are the bridegroom. We give thanks for all who have gone before us to take their place at the heavenly banquet, remembering especially Anthony Bush, Doris Hill, Vernon Hutchings, and others recently departed this life, and all those whom we remember with love and thanksgiving. Jesus, Lord of the Church, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, Lord of the Church, you have called us into fellowship with all your saints. We unite our prayers with theirs and ask for grace to serve you with joy where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the collect for today Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born again by water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We join together in the words of the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead us also in our pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God the Son, who turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform our lives and make glad our hearts. May God the Holy Spirit, who came upon the beloved Son at his baptism in the River Jordan, pour out his gifts on us who have come to the waters of new birth. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, today and always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're sorry about whatever happened at the beginning. I didn't know you could receive a phone call when you were already on the phone. That's a new thing. Anyway, now I know that you can. Please do join us for the coffee morning at 10:30. It's always lovely to welcome new people as well as to have a chat. Take note of the reference to the fundraiser for chat with Simon Reeve, and the Bible study will be on Wednesday of next week. Also next week, which we'll put in the notices for this coming week, it's the week of prayer for Christian unity, and we will be joining with our friends down at St. Paul's and St. George's for morning prayer on certain mornings that we'll let you know when that is. But you're very welcome to join us as we pray together with the other Anglican churches in the town. And I think that's it. Have a good day, and do please keep in touch with us.
Yeah, please do.
And
it's from you.
And thank you so much for joining us and persevering.
River, wash over me. Cleanse me and make me new. Bathe me, refresh me, and fill me anew. River, wash over me. Spirit, watch over me. Lead me to Jesus' feet. Cause me to worship and fill me anew. Spirit, watch over me. Jesus, rule over me. Reign over my heart. Teach me to praise you and fill me anew. Jesus, rule over me.